This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association member, FDIC.
When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all.
Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI.
Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow.
Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Hey, this is Annie.
And Samantha.
And welcome to Stuff I Never Told You, a production of iHeartRadio. And welcome to another segment. Fictional women around the world. This one is going to be shorter, and I'm going to talk about why in a second. Oh, dear. But we are in, like, pretty big nerd time for me, because Dragon Con's coming up, my birthday's coming up, which means I let myself indulge in all kinds of nerdy stuff, which means Star Wars. And not a sponsor of the show, but Ahsoka is coming out August 23rd, the show. And so I wanted to do an episode on Hera Syndulla. Now, I don't think there's going to be any spoilers because I, and not just me, think that this show is going to blow up a lot of canon. So I don't even want to go into it because it's probably not going to be.
Is Hera from the one?
Rebels.
Okay, yeah. I know her. Okay.
Yeah, and she's going to be in Ahsoka. I have no idea what happens in there, obviously, so I can't spoil that for you. I guess Rebels is recent-ish, but I feel like the time has passed. Yeah, it's passed.
Is it?
I think it's like 2017. I don't know. It could be any time now. I watched it during the pandemic, so.
I watched it after.
Well, I am not going to go too in-depth. But if you've seen Rebels, there is something they introduced in there called The World Between Worlds, which kind of breaks everything. I loved it. It was beautiful. But it means that essentially, it's like the multiverse of Star Wars. It's like you can go back in time. You can
go to any other world. Oh, is it that little place?
And that's how Ezra saved Ahsoka from Darth Vader.
Because I was like, then why can't he say, what's his name?
Yeah, Kanan.
Thank you.
Yes, which was supposed to be the point. Like, that he had to, like, let go. But I was like, but he didn't let go. Okay, whatever. but some people think that this is going to really lean on that idea. And perhaps, and this is a wild theory I heard today that I was like, oh, please no, that they're going to bring Anakin Skywalker back, like, back. Like, not as a, like, flashback, but, like, back. We'll see.
Did they run out of bad guys?
I don't think he'd be a bad guy. I think it would be pre-Darth Vader Anakin Skywalker. I know who the bad guys are. Pshaw.
Okay.
Yeah, you're right. I don't, for sure. I have my very strong beliefs. So I guess this dovetails really well with our standard Star Wars disclaimer. Canon is very messy and it's very confusing. And it has changed several times. I've heard another theory that Sabine is going to be force sensitive in this, which she definitely was not in the show. So yeah, we're going to go with it.
All right.
Speaking of, you can see our past episodes on Bo-Katan, Ahsoka, which is a classic that's coming out soon, Satine, Mon Mothma. Totally forgot. But yeah, is a part of this. Okay, so Hera Syndulla is a Twi'lek woman born a few years before the Clone Wars. Her character was featured largely during Rebels and is played by Mary Elizabeth Winstead in the upcoming Ahsoka series live action. She's also in The Bad Batch, where we get to see her coming of age story. She's briefly, I don't know that I would say she's in Rogue One, but she's like there. I don't know. It's a very vague cameo, but yes, she's in Rise of Skywalker pretty briefly, comics, games, and all that stuff. She is from the planet Ryloth, which is the home of the Twi'leks, and that's one of the largest groups of species in the Star Wars galaxy. Her father is General Chem Syndulla, and he helped lead Ryloth against the Separatist during the Clone Wars. He was also very much against the Empire as it was rising. In her youth, Hera rescued a droid, C-110P, better known as Chopper.
Aww.
Absolute Chaos is also in the Ahsoka show. She would watch Separatist ships come in and dream of becoming a pilot, and her uncle gave her some flying lessons. Her family's involvement in the wars eventually led to her mother's death, and it strained her relationship, though his viewpoints definitely influenced her. And she did become a great pilot. She was inspired to join the Rebellion, which led to her working with Bail Organa, who was a big leader of the Rebellion. And through this, she developed a relationship with Ahsoka, whose code name was Fulcrum. It's kind of like a spy code name. During the Rebellion, and their friendship really blossomed. This also led to her becoming the pilot of a ship she called the Ghost, because the Imperials couldn't keep up. So that's where a lot of the action of Rebels takes place, the show. And this meant that the Rebels who did join her ship were called Spectres. Eventually, she met a Jedi who survived Order 66, Caleb Doom, now going by Kanan Jarrus. And he opened up to her. They grew close. He became her second in command. She was the leader and caregiver of this whole crew. It was definitely her ship and like her. She was driving the whole thing. She was the leader of many key missions during the time of the Rebellion and the Empire. She helped Mon Mothma go into hiding after she denounced the Empire. She reconciled with her dad. She founded a secret rebel base called Chopper Base. And, Kanan and Hera's relationship was complicated. They tried to, keep it under wraps. It was informed by trauma. But Hera openly called him love. And there are some legit complaints that she is overshadowed by Kanan and Ezra. It was more their story, even though it was, her ship and the whole thing. And yes, Kanan died.
Yeah.
It was very sad. And after his death, she really was the one holding this group together. She rose to the rank of general. She worked with Han Solo and Lando Calrissian, who, by the way, the running joke is she's way better pilot than Han Solo. I don't think it's a joke, but they're always kind of bringing that up in their teasing, perhaps. She was there during Return of the Jedi. One of the final episodes, I think the final episode of Rebels is sort of alongside Return of the Jedi. She trained pilots after the fall of the Empire. She joined the New Republic and trained squadrons. She was a great leader. Her call sign was Phoenix. She also had a son with Kanan named Jason, who is force sensitive and born to fly just like his mother.
So he has both powers.
Here's the thing. I can't tell. This is one of the complicated issues when they're taking things from before Disney and bringing it into Disney canon.
Mm.
Jason is the guy I talked about in our Mara and Jade episode. he was the son of Han and Leia, who killed everybody. So I don't know if it's like a nod to, hey, for people who have read it, here you go. Or if it's some kind of foreboding thing I'm supposed to deal with.
I just find it odd that they named him Jason, like one of the most common names, outside of which you have like all these other names that has like such like implications. You're like, Jason. Bob.
I will say it's spelled J-A-C-E-N, but yes.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
It still says that's Jason, better. I'm pretty sure.
That's okay. That's, but I'm just like, why?
Yeah, no, I get okay. you. I get
okay.
you.
Okay. I'll allow it.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
Today I'm going to give you some straightforward advice on how to deal with naughty kids. How about instead of timeouts, time ins? Time for you to start paying some bills. I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward. Inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
And yeah, as we come upon this show, and who knows what's going to happen with Hera's story, I wanted to include this quote from Winstead. Having a character who's already existed and has such a rich history on something like Rebels as an actor, it's incredible. Because sometimes we're tasked with creating our own backstories or trying to flesh out a character that doesn't really have that much on the page. And so to play a character that has season after season of storylines and complex histories with everyone in their life and relationships and experiences was really something I've never experienced quite like that. Yeah, just funny. For a second, it kind of sounded like what I say when I'm talking about fan fiction. But yep.
Always fan fiction.
I know, I can't help it. I did want to note, I think I said it at the top, but if I didn't, they are not currently sponsoring us. I'm just excited. But also, Samantha got to see me deliberate pretty, well, semi-intensely about whether to include this whole thing I found. Not that I found, I've known this, but the Ryloth, the planet the Twi'leks are from, was really destroyed and decimated by the Empire, and a lot of their people were enslaved. And then I was going to go in this whole thing about see, it's stressing me out just thinking about it. The history of that, and when you look at the Wookiees and why there are, you know, a lot more humans in Star Wars than, you know, in theory, there'd be a lot more aliens. And I think part of that is we are people and it's easier. But how they explain it in the Star Wars universe can get really messy too. Mm-hmm. So just a note. I'm sure we'll come back and talk. I could talk about it. I just thought that that would really balloon out of control in this particular episode. But yes. So We'll see. I bet I'm going to have some updates on this one because I don't know what to include and what not to include before this happens. I feel kind of tense even talking about it because I don't know, but we'll find out together. In the meantime, if you would like to contact us, you can. Our email is stephanieatmomstuff@iheartmedia.com. You can find us on Twitter at Momstuff Podcast or on Instagram and TikTok at Stuff I Never Told You. We have a TeePublic store with merchandise and a book that you can pre-order or perhaps own whenever you're listening to this. It's coming out soon.
Yes.
And you can do that at stuffyoushouldreadbooks.com. Thanks, as always, to our super producer, Christina, our executive producer, Maya, and our contributor, Joey.
Thank you.
And thanks to you for listening. Stuff I Never Told You is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, you can check out the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen to your favorite shows. This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
There's nothing worse than wearing clothes that don't fit right. That's why Tomboy X makes size and gender-inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. Queer-founded and run for over 10 years, you can trust they know a thing or two about making the perfect pair. Feel comfortable in your own skin. Shop online today and use code IHEART for 20% off your first purchase. Only at TomboyX.com. Tomboy X. Fit for you just as you are.